Hey there, kids. It's me, Oni the Unicorn. And I'm here to tell you that f***ing your dreams ain't cheap. In fact, it costs a ton of cash to do. So that's why me and the Oh No Radio Show need your help. Just go to the website displayed below and hit us up with some cash, yo. $1, $5, fuck, $1 million if you have it to spare. Any amount is appreciated. Well, I gotta go because these dreams ain't gonna fuck themselves. See ya!
No!
No! God, please, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You are listening to the Oh No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
So someone in my neighborhood has a goddamn rooster, and I'm not very sure how to feel about that. Baby, welcome back to the Oh No Radio Show. We're very sorry about missing the show last week. I'm going to take full blame on that one. That was all me. Let's just say I was going through a couple things and needed the night or week off. That being said, if you're wondering who I am, well, my name is Owen and I am the captain of the shit ship. I'm feeling a little better tonight. I'm feeling a little bit more, you know, in the mood to have some banter with you boys.
I love some banter.
And I love and I love my boys as well. Along with me tonight is none other than my mustached muse, Mikey B. How are you, my good friend?
I'm alive, well, doing fantastic.
Alive and kicking! Do-do-do, my soul, yeah, oh, yeah. Points if you can name the band. Alive and Kicking. Do you know the song? You know that song, right? The 80s song? Alive and Kicking?
Why can't
Alive
I say who
and
that
kicking.
Is?
Nope. You know this song, though, Ty, right?
Oh, maybe.
Is that Men at Work? No.
No, it's not Men at Work. I'll give you. Think about it for a second while I introduce you. But anyway, Ty's here. He is also more mustached than I've seen him recently. You've gone back. You decided against it for a bit.
I did the full shave. I remember I told you guys, yeah. Like, I started in April. April was the start of the beard grow.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it get beardy. Like, this is still the pre-beard beardy phase.
I feel like you're getting into, like, proper beard territory. And right now, it feels like... You always complain about your connectors with your mustache.
It's still not there yet.
I feel like it's close. One day you'll be a real man and you'll have a beard like mine. And
in your 40s, Ty, you'll become a real man.
You'll get there. You might even move out of your mom's basement while you're at it. But
nah, fuck that.
Yeah. You're there now. Oh, it's too much effort to move out.
Who cares? Yeah. Why do that?
So no, Alive and Kicking. You know, you remember the song, right? Alive and Kicking. Like, let me play. It was in all of the 80s movies. It was in I feel like it was maybe in The Breakfast Club. Maybe not The Breakfast Club, but
Alive and Kicking?
Yeah, the song's Alive and Kicking. And I won't tell you. I don't know. I'm pulling it up right here. I'm pulling it up right here so we can.
I know I've heard the song before.
Bit.
I have no
you
idea.
Know
who sang
you
this
know
it.
You know. Oh, hang on. After this American Express ad, I pulled it up on the wrong computer again. as I'm logged into the...
You're not logged in right, Owen.
No, I'm logged into the wrestling account, which I don't, like, pay the extra money, so I'm... Hang on. Here we go.
This one.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't. I'll play little bits of it because I can't play the whole thing for copyright reasons. We'll get absolutely butt fucked.
Oh, I'm sure whoever owns this is looking out for little podcasts who are listening.
Probably
to shit.
You know this song. You
live on.
Don't you ever stop? I grew up with this. This was in dad's car. This was in, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was like, in rotation.
Is this in excess?
No, but you're getting closer, Ty. You're on the right track.
Why can't I say it? It's pissing me off.
It's going to make you mad. What you gonna do when things go wrong? What you gonna do when the moon backs up? What you gonna do when the moon backs up? What you gonna do when the flames go up? What? Yeah, see, yeah, you remember the song though, guys, right?
Both. I can feel the energy of the song somewhere in my body, but I can't remember the song itself.
I do
correctly.
Remember this. Yeah. I remember it.
All right, it's cool, yeah.
And then I hear his voice too. I know who it is. What's his fucking name?
It's a full band. So, do you want me to just tell you? Do you want me to get there?
Yeah, I'm mad. Yeah.
Because I don't think Mikey's got any guesses.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, chat room, if you got any guesses, now's your time to throw them in. It is one band called Simple Minds.
I would have never gotten there, but I do have that album somewhere.
Like, what were the, their other big one is... Don't you forget about me.
That's all I can hear when the song's going.
That's the one I think right in the Breakfast Club. Like the end of the Breakfast Club. That's why I was getting that confused. I feel like that Alive and Kicking might have been in an 80s like movie too, or a movie about the 80s. But
sure, Simple Minds sold that song for something.
But Alive and Kicking, it's a good sleeper hit. I'm just gonna let you know.
Jams.
It's pretty good.
So since it's been a little bit, we took the week off last week. Is there anything of extreme importance that you guys want to bring up? I mean, did anything happen? I mean, I know you had your anniversary, Mikey.
Yeah.
Like happy anniversary. Eight years?
Eight years of marriage.
It's pretty good. Almost as good as me. We're coming up on 10 this year. Almost, yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah, especially when at least three of those years were with Janine driving you everywhere.
That was 8 years.
Okay, so yeah, 8 years of that. That was the full eight. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. So no, you know what? That adds another couple of years. So I think we might be even tied. Like, it's...
If we're talking about difficulty of marriage...
Yeah.
You didn't make it easy. I'm one of the partners.
Yeah, you didn't make
it.
I
would say I would rate my marriage difficulty rating for Janine probably like a solid 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
It's pretty difficult.
Out of 5.
If this were a slope, I'm like a single black diamond.
Okay. So you're the beginning of the very difficult. Three black diamonds. You don't want to go there.
No, you don't.
You don't
want to ski through that.
Who had a marriage that was three black diamonds? I'm sure we can think like what's the most volatile, even like celebrities, like who had the most volatile marriage?
So it like currently it'd probably be like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Like that'd be a three black diamond marriage.
It seems like they weren't married. No, they weren't. They weren't even married, but I get your point. We'll just say relationship. Yeah. Like that's a three black diamond relationship.
Any girl that dated Ted Bundy, that's a three black diamond.
That might even be the secret fourth
black diamond.
Just throwing it out there. I don't know if it's internet connection or what, but you sound a little distorted, Mike. I know sometimes that happens. Yeah, I know that sometimes happens with your audio interface or what have you. So, but you're not, it's not like you're loud distorted. It's that kind of like garbly goop, you know, that happens from time to time. It's like that digital.
Slight garble.
Yeah, the digital distortion. Am I distorting to you, Ty?
No.
And you're not distorting to me, so I feel like we're probably in the clear.
I think he restarted because he's
quiet. Well, join when you can, Mike. It's all good. You're up. You're not. You'll hop back in. But it's funny he brought up the Amber Heard Johnny Depp thing, right?
I will say I really didn't pay attention to that shit at all, and
it was relatively amusing at points. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I can see why people, like, I didn't get overly, like, there's some people that it's just like, okay, touch some grass, get a life, like, go outside. Yeah. Like, this is not that important. But there were amusing moments in the trial, and there was, like, some, like, interesting characters at play. So, yeah, I caught the snippets, if you will, right? I caught the snippets of, you know, the whole trial. But, man, like, I think the thing that bothers me the most about all this, and I'm happy, like, because it does seem like Amber Heard was, of course, like, up. Abusing him. Yeah, you're getting there. It sounds better.
Okay.
Is he back?
No, you're using, it sounds like you're using your webcam mic. That's not on your mic, Mike.
It do sound that way.
Yeah, it do sound that way. But what I think is most troubling for me about the whole thing, like, again, I'm glad that Johnny Depp and, like, men everywhere are finally getting the comeuppance of, like, we get beaten too, because my wife.
In the legal sense of this thing, like, who is charging who?
Johnny Depp was suing for defamation because of an article that she was interviewed in and published, and she said all this stuff that was, like, really, really terrible about him, and it was proven to not be true. And he was like, yo, bitch, you're going to pay me restitution for all this damage you've done to my career, because you were actually probably, if not, I feel like, here's the deal. Both of them are probably terrible. Both of them did things wrong, but, like, for, like, her to make the accusations and him say, be like, nah, come on. Like, you did some fucked up shit too. Right? You shit on the bed. And we won't do much more talk about this because it's been so overplayed. But my biggest concern with it all is that Johnny Depp is, like, best buddies with Marilyn Manson. And I think we even talked about it on one of the shows. Like, Marilyn Manson, if you've not read the Rolling Stone article that came out about him about, like, a year ago. It wasn't that long ago. But it seems
like a little longer. But
maybe. But it was extremely damning. And it was one of those that I felt like, I don't know. I think, again, we talked about it, but I feel like it's one of those where Marilyn Manson was actually living a lot of the gimmick, right? He was a dude that was, I think, really into some, like, pretty heinous abuse and fucked up shit, and not a lot of people are talking about that, and it is just very coincidental, of course, that Johnny Depp is, like, best buddies with him. Like, if you're Johnny Depp in this trial, don't you, just from a media optic standpoint, be like, yo, Marilyn, we're not gonna hang for a little bit, right? Like, I'm gonna put some distance between me and you. But maybe, like, that was defamation as well. I know that there's some sort of case going, like, or starting with that, like, with Marilyn Manson or some shit. So I don't know. It's an odd one. It's an odd one to think about. But
I'm sure Marilyn Manson seems like he's kind of a dick, though.
Oh, I think Marilyn Manson more of a dick, and probably more. I would guess that he would be more apt to have, like, these abusive tendencies, shall we say, than a Johnny Depp. Like, I feel like Johnny Depp might have, like, got fucked up and, like, been an asshole, but I don't think, like, at his core, I kind of think that Johnny Depp's probably all right.
I kind of agree with this assessment. I'm sure he's been mildly to severely in the wrong at least a few times. But at the same time, fucking hell. I don't know, man.
Yeah, who cares? It's celebrity garbage. Yeah. And like you said, like there's not really, I'm not that interested in it. It seems
even like at work, people were like, anybody watch? Trials Ending? Bloop, bloop, bloop. And I'm like,
no. I can deal with without. Happened? I mean, whatever. We will move on, though, and that is to the rooster that has apparently moved into my neighborhood. And
is this still the catty corner place? Like,
we don't know exactly, but but some people moved
where Zach
in.
Used to live.
Oh my god!
Some people there moved in about like four houses down the street.
Jesus Christ.
And I believe that they brought a rooster with them, and now we've got a backyard rooster situation. Because
you got a morning cockadoodle.
So
does it actually wake you up? So really?
I have not heard it yet. This is all coming from my wife, who is up a little earlier than me. She has heard both morning and evening cockadoodles. Right. This is a dusk and dawn.
Why are you upset about this?
A dawn and dusk scenario. And there's
a cockadoodle is nice.
I cannot be handling cockadoodles in my neighborhood. What are you thinking? This is so I'm trying to scheme plans of how
what are you gonna try and kill this rooster?
I'm just gonna make sure that this rooster's not cockadoodle doodling in my general direction.
You're gonna have to kill him.
We should have some cockfights and bet money. That's what we should do.
What are roosters really good for?
Cockfights.
And producing more roosters.
Yeah. Right.
Or more chickens.
More chickens. Yeah. So they've got the rooster bangs the hen. The hen lays the egg, right?
I mean,
is that the general chicken process here?
What are we good for? Same question.
Yeah.
Don't start asking those questions, Owen. We're going to start dwindling away what we're actually good for.
But is it even, do you know, I don't know if it's even allowed. Like, are you allowed just to have roosters willy-nilly?
In most places, yeah.
Bullshit. Yep. No. This, like.
Don't have an HOA. Fuck off.
Yeah, bro. And you know what? Your whole rallying against HOAs is now finally coming to literal roost.
You're right. You are right. You couldn't have said it better. Now, Teresa was under the impression that she's like, oh, we got to watch out for this thing because I feel, she's like, hens you can keep in like a coop in a cage, but she's like, them roosters, they got to run free and wild. They'll hop fences. Like, and she's like Hispanic, so she's lived in areas with roosters. And so she was saying her grandfather had a rooster.
What are you saying? She lived in like a favela?
Maybe. I'm not telling you where she lived. But there were, she's like, yeah, my grandfather's rooster would end up on the neighbor's house and they'd get all mad because it was like cockle doodlings. And we'd be waking him up. And then finally he had to kill the rooster because he was getting so many complaints. That I'm sure they ate it, you know. Do you eat?
I just want to hear Teresa saying cockadoodlings.
Cockadoodlings.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure that if it gets in your yard, all you got to say one time is that, like, it charged me.
Yeah.
And then you whack it in the neck with like a hockey stick.
So, this is my question. Like, do roosters have to be kept like more like free roaming than the hens, right? Like, because you don't, like, the chickens aren't going nowhere, but do you have to, is it like a rooster thing that you can't keep them captive? Is this some shit that she just, like, her grandfather had a rooster that was a fucking crazy rooster that used to hop on roofs? I don't know the answer.
Okay, so I know that when I was young, probably 9, 10 years old, my aunt and uncle came and picked us up, and we went up to Leesburg where they lived. And they lived in like the upstairs, like it was this weird like upstairs apartment over a barn.
All right.
On this farm.
Okay.
And so these were like my weird aunt and uncle, super religious, didn't believe in TV, didn't believe in like owning TVs.
You're really like, proving that you are true Florida trash. You're really.
Yeah, bro. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So we go up there and they're like, oh, like, check out. We live on this farm and there's like horses and a few cows and a whole mess of chickens.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Bro, the rooster pretty much did whatever the fuck he wanted.
Is that just the thing? Is it like, is it that the rooster is like the alpha kind of, and he just
everything.
And he fucking like, he goes up. I mean, it's like the, what was the Looney Tune character? The rooster. The braggadocious Foghorn Leghorn. Right. So,
yeah.
So think about him. He was always like puffed out chest, like fucking,
he would walk around and all the hens would swoon.
I don't have much farm experience, as you can guess, probably guess, but I didn't know this really about fucking roosters, that roosters were indeed like this sort of like, they're like the dickhead of poultry, right?
The cock of the walk, baby.
The cock of the walk, baby.
The Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah. So, okay. What's more of a dick, a rooster or a turkey? In the poultry world, what's the biggest dick?
Bro, I think it might be the turkey, only because they're a lot bigger than roosters.
But I feel like a rooster would be like, oh, fuck you, right? Like,
I mean, they'd probably square up, but I think the turkey would ultimately win because turkeys can be pretty damn big.
Yeah, they are. They are pretty big. Are swans considered poultry?
Yeah, I definitely think so.
I mean, in the world,
I don't think many people are eating swans.
No, I feel like swans also, they're dicks.
So wait, can I ask, what's the difference between a swan and a goose?
Totally different animal.
Bro. Are they just different birds? Different birds. They look pretty similar.
No, not
they
really.
They are definitely different, though. Swans
no.
and geese
look up
are
a
different.
Picture of a goddamn goose and then look up a picture of a swan. There's like their bills are completely different.
Nah, dude. I think you're imagining things.
No. And now, yeah. Norm, I think I'm into this. Swan filet, you know? Let's do some swan filets on the grill. Let's go down to Lake Eola. And they got a free market down there. We'll just
okay. We'll just so I'm grab looking a swan. At I'm looking at it. Swans seem like a one specific bird.
Yeah, bro.
Goose look like there's a bunch of different goose. Okay, I see what
you're
saying.
Yeah, they're way different looking.
But bro, they look like very similar birds.
I don't know.
Similar to a degree, I guess.
They're a waddling water bird, man. Like goose, duck, swan.
What about a pelican?
Pretty much similar.
Is he poultry? Is a pelican poultry?
Nah, he's just a bird.
Nah, but are all birds considered poultry? Like,
I want to say yes.
Dude, I don't think it's. I don't think any of it's poultry until it's like
consumed
for like prepared for meat.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's when those birds become poultry. So I'm sure if you find somewhere that'll fix you up a swan burger. I think you got poultry.
When the rooster,
only Chinese places, weird Chinese places.
Peking swan.
Do you, all kidding aside, do you eat the cock when it like it's time to like? Do you kill it and do you eat the
do
rooster?
Do you eat a rooster? I don't think you eat rooster.
Are they too tough? Probably because they're all like badass and lean and shit. Like,
well, I was gonna say, I don't think they're really as full as a chicken. You know, they're kind of like scrawny. So I think you just don't. Well, you also don't eat the rooster because in a lot of cases you only have like a couple breeding males in that situation, and most like hens, like I think when they're born are decided whether they're going to be like meat hens or like egg laying hens.
Okay.
I think they make some sort of discernment and then split them up.
You've got those breeding hips, so you're over here.
You're a big old fat chicken.
Yeah,
you're going to be an eating chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kind of a slimmer chicken. Okay, you get to lay eggs for the rest of your life.
I mean, you think it might be the other way around a little bit because you got them breeding hips to pop out all them eggs, right? Like, so you're popping out the babies.
Yeah, but
you want
to eat them big old breeding hips.
Yeah, I want to eat them breeding hips as drumsticks.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Something else. Okay, here's an interesting antidote. So I was, I've been really happy lately. I was like, you know, I've been doing good foot hygiene, right? I've been like, I've been really.
Why are you praising yourself for this?
Well, you know what? I should celebrate.
I should. Like, well, I even the other week, it was 2 weeks ago. I got a big bucket and I filled it with like hot soapy water. And I let my sandals, my flippy flops, like soak for like a couple hours, man. And then I took them out.
Not
and
your
then
feet, just your sandals.
No, my sandals. And then I fully cleaned like my sandals. I took a brush to them and like fully like brushed them. And I'm like, man, these are really smelling good. So I've been keeping up with my foot deodorant and I've been showering more often. And I've been like, you know, good job, Owen. Your foot hygiene, pretty on point. Well, at some point I walked through the wet grass and I went down to the 7-Eleven and
barefoot?
In my sandals, in my flip-flops that I had cleaned probably 2 weeks prior. I walked down to the 7-Eleven and I'm standing in line and there's a guy in front of me. And he's a UCF frat boy, right? And he's buying his 18-pack of Bud Light, and he's probably like 22, and he's there, and he's like with his like bros, and they're all wearing sandals, and I'm standing there with my whatever I've got, my 12-pack of Budweiser, and I'm standing there, and I'm waiting to, you know. Ring up the everythings and they're in front of me and I'm like, man, these frat kids, I could smell the feet, right? I'm like, these feet smell terrible.
It's not the frat boys.
They are not practicing the proper, you know, foot hygiene techniques that I have had to learn over the years. I'm like, these kids, they don't know yet. They don't know what it's like and how, you know. How to you know, do it. And then when I get back home and I'm standing in the kitchen and there it is. It's the same
smell.
It's the same smell. And I'm standing. I'm not like leaning down. I feel like it's pretty bad when if you're just standing straight up that you can smell your own foot odor. So I'm back, boys. I'm back to horrible, stinky feet. Bro, it wasn't the frat boys all along.
No, it's not that. It's you wet your sandals, dude.
Yeah.
There is nothing. You might as well hurl those sandals into a trash bin. Because
are they like Birkenstocks?
No, but they're very comfortable. They've got they're more padded. They're a sandal.
I feel like reef sandals are the only sandals. They're the only ones that are valid.
No. I'm gonna be getting another pair of these. I'm gonna be getting another pair of these, and we're gonna see what happens. But it might be time to retire a pair of sandals.
Bro, if they smell bad enough that you can smell them when you're just standing in your own home.
Well, they need
100% time for new sandals.
I think this time they're going to get another bucket bath, but they're going to have some bleach in there.
No, that's only.
How long ago was the bath?
2 weeks. About 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
No, that means that stench is locked in those
it's embedded
sandals.
There's no getting rid of it.
No,
none, not even bleach, you don't think? I
Teresa
can't.
Doesn't look at you, Owen. Like you're gonna wear those sandals.
No,
you.
she'll take the she'll buy she bought me a new pair for my birthday, which I wear seldom. They're just not as comfortable. But then she'll take the smelly pair and like she won't say much, but she'll just those will go just outside of the house, like right, like those will go just outside the door, and you're like,
yep.
Okay, yeah,
yep.
And then, do you remember that time I came over like right after work?
Now, that was it. That was even something. That was worse,
bro.
Than,
do you remember? Do you know how you have to fix that shoe problem?
Throw them away,
because there is no spray. There is no powder. There is no nothing.
It's depressing, but it's who's man enough to show us the bottom of their feet? I'll show you the bottom of my foot.
It's, oh yeah, it's my, I don't give a fuck.
There's my foot. There's the bottom of my foot.
I'm glad we don't got to smell it. They don't look that bad, though.
No, there's my toes.
Hold, I'd have to get my, let me get my shoe off, and let me get my full sock.
Yeah. But no, food, yeah, the food industry and, like, the smell of the kitchen that went on Mike's feet, and he had came over straight from work with those, like, kitchen shoes. And we had to ask him, just like, you've got to go outside and take your shoes and socks off, because this is just, it was torment in the studio. And I kind of wonder what it is about, like, feet in particular that like, once, like, a shoe or a sandal smells bad, it then sort of, like, permeates the foot, right? Like, you know what I mean, Ty? It, like, the smell of whatever it is, like, until you really good and wash your feet. Oh, you've got the way worse feet than me and Ty. Me and Ty got way better feet than Mikey.
Are those black toes?
Yeah, he
has some black toes.
He's got
no,
black.
Because I can't get good lighting down there.
No, your feet look gross. Your feet look gross compared to ours. We definitely, me and Ty have better feet than you. Owen guarantee right there. But now, like, what is it about the sandal that, like, if unless you wash your feet, or even, like, smelly shoes like yours, your feet, like, absorb, like, the smell, like
the sandal.
Yeah, like, because if the sandal stinks, then, like,
I think
it's
depends
gonna...
on the material, though. Like, maybe. Whatever the shoe's made out of, some of those things retain those fucking nasty, dank-ass, sweaty foot smells better than others.
I want to know our friend, our friend Benny. Like, he drives a truck. You think he's probably what? He's probably in, like, man boots, right? Driving a truck. Like,
I don't know, man. It's either that or...
Like, or he's straight barefoot. He's straight barefoot doing all them gears, like, pop, 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 like, that
Crocs.
Would,
Crocs.
Crocs. It probably, I don't know. I wonder if... we'll have to... Yeah, next time he leaves a voicemail, Benny, let us know what sort of footwear is going on in the trucking world, and if you're... Like, how bad do your feet stink? You're long hauling in a semi, like, you got them, like, heavy duty, like, big man boots on, you know? I don't know.
Dude, it's like, so the only thing bad, like, my feet are actually pretty nice. I'm like, you can't tell because of the lighting.
Uh-huh.
But the one bad thing is because of my shoes and how, like, I have to move around so much. My one big toe gets, like, the gnarliest ingrown toenail on the outside edge of my foot. Like, it'll grow in to the point where when I clip it, I still have to, like...
Oh, you have to dig? Like, you have to dig?
I have to pull it out of my toe. Ooh, and it bleeds just about every single time.
Okay, that's awful. I didn't really want to hear that part, but thank you. Enough about feet, because feet are disgusting. You know what I like, though, are mouths. A big I like and
big old mouth.
Yeah, I like
big old,
there's good mouths and there's bad mouths. And
who's got the biggest mouth on Ono? Because I think it might be me, bro. I think I can handle, like, a big old black, like,
yeah,
dong-along. Not that I'm gonna. I'm
Ty,
just saying.
Like, Ty, let me see. I feel like Ty.
Let me see what that mouth do. Oh, no, it's Ty.
It's Ty. It's Ty. Yeah, it's
Ty.
Yeah,
Ty is sucking the
it's
biggest.
It's my big old head, though.
Yeah. Well, the reason I bring it up is, you know, like, good mouths are good mouths. You know, you go to the dentist, right? And the dentist, apparently, never knew this, but this has been
they
going around on
mouths.
The internet. Well, no, they're this is going to be
official
going.
Official dentist mouth rating.
This is an interesting fact that dentists can actually tell if you've been performing fellatio or not. Based on some sort of pattern that exists on the gums and tongue. And the way, like if you were sucking dick all night the night before, the dentist is gonna know. That's so, all I'm like.
So what if
what
you
does
go
our in, dick do to that mouth? I want to know what's going
but
on.
But Owen, what if you go into the dentist and, like, he gives you, like, the What?
Yeah. I'm like, but I didn't
suck looking at your dicks. Mouth and your gums.
But I didn't.
He's like,
look, I didn't.
He's like, Mr. Butler, it says on our chart that you're married, but have you been performing fellatio?
It was popsicle day at work, sir. They brought
in. I had like 9 popsicles.
Yeah. I had 9 dicks. I mean, frozen dicks.
Popsicles.
Dicks, yeah, dicksicles. And no, I thought that was interesting. It came up, and like, and if you look it up, there is some science behind it. So, like, I don't want, this is also news that I probably shouldn't be reporting because I don't want to get this out because they'll, like, the ladies are going to not want to, like,
that's, you know, even less blowjobs. Even gonna, less blowjobs. Now blow they're going to be one. They're going to be like, oh, I have to go to the dentist tomorrow. I can't be sucking do that. Dick.
But then I'll just say, like, hey, but, like, you'll get a full clean out afterwards. It's the best time to do it, you know, because
he's going to clean your whole mouth out.
Clean your whole mouth out. Yeah. Makes sense.
Owen, are you like...
I want to know what the dentist sees. Like, are they seeing, like, some sort of like sperm worm invasion on their gums? What's going on?
I don't know. It's, they know apparently. There's some science.
Are you using it like the little water pick that the dentist has when you're blasting? Are you like, oh, right in the teeth? Oh, let me get in the crevices.
No. It's nothing like that. Jesus. I don't know if it's the sperm. I don't know if it's the action perhaps of like some sort of like, I don't know.
Dude, what if every time a girl, like anybody sucked dick were like the water, like the popsicles, and it left their mouth turned a certain color.
Oh, that would be
but
good.
Like the guy didn't know until he got like his first dick sucked. Time.
Yeah. Like, what's your color, bro? What's your color? And like, I'm
hoping I'm green.
Purple. I'm a navy blue. You know?
Oh, a dark blue,
like a nice dark blue. Yeah.
Oh, so it looks like she's been sucking on a blue raspberry.
Yeah. A little bit like that. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, like that or Degeneration X neon green. Like that one's good, you know, like the real bright, almost glows in the dark.
I was going to say, I want black light.
That's cool. Dude, you're blessed. If you've got the UV, you've got
all UV color.
Yeah,
yep.
That's it. That's the
no, because they'd be like, what? It's not colored. And you'd be like, hold on, baby. And you pull out your pocket black light and then you're like, check this out. And they're like, whoa,
my face is on blast.
So the question is, I have the dentist. I haven't set the appointment yet, but I'm due for an appointment, you know, like in the next month or so. Right. So I'll be setting up an appointment soon. Do I ask my dentist about this? Like, if it's true.
Yeah, dude,
like,
you have to.
I'm going to have to.
Dude, apparently our friend Norm says not only can he tell if you've been blowing a dick.
And
also if you're sucking your thumb still.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. Maybe, like, the thumb thing's the overbite thing. That's what, like, bends your teeth and shit.
Yeah, out a little bit.
Out a bit. Like, yeah, I know that's with kids, but... I don't know that, like, my dick ain't bending any teeth. And if you're getting blown by some, they're doing it wrong. Is you know what I'm saying? They're doing it wrong if that's the case. I don't know if it's the same thing. If your girlfriend needs braces and didn't need them before
after a year of dating you,
there's a problem there.
You're doing it wrong.
Something's not right.
You're pushing my teeth around.
Speaking of things that aren't right, you know what I think it is time for?
I think it might be time to bring forth the clips.
Clips. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby.
Clips is the time of the show where we take a look at all the random stuff that we, and by this week, all of our good buddy Tom finds on the internet. And hopefully, like, we had a bit of an audio issue with one of these before, but I think I solved it. So we're going to cross our fingers. We're going to hope that this works, and we're going to play some clips. Clips also, by the way, is sponsored by our good friend, Amber. Amber is an amazing artist that has produced art for us, and I'll show you when we go back to the live cameras. But yeah, you should absolutely check out her work over at Instagram, and that's at Amber_BlueDreams, BlueDreamz, Amber_BlueDreams, BlueDreamz. So thanks to her. She is sponsoring this segment. And yeah, we'll just hop right into the first clip here. This first one's called Jersey Guy Cringe. And I believe it's some guy's, what do they call that? It's audition video to be on the Jersey Shore. He wants to be.
Oh God.
He wants to be one of the Snookies, or what is it? What are their names? Frankie D, Paul. There's a Polly.
Paulie D, there's Mike the Situation, there's Vinny.
Okay,
and then
you know
in
them
the original
all.
Episodes, there were Ronnie.
All right, you
dude,
know.
Dude, I don't
all.
Know why, but I love
TV. What's
Jersey
up, baby?
Shore.
It's your boy Collagen.
All right, so here we go. This guy, does he look the part? Does he look Jersey? We're gonna decide all together. We're gonna decide if this guy's got the goods for the Jersey Shore.
TV, what's up, baby? It's your boy Collagen. Before I start this interview, I want you guys to sit down, relax, and meet your new star, because things are about to change right now. So let's go. I'm a 24-year-old Sicilian-speaking maniac from Brooklyn, New York.
All right. So far, a lot of good points, but
not from Jersey.
So that takes you down a peg, I like his attire, too. He's got the cutoff USA basketball jersey. He's got the cross chain dangling outside of it.
He's got tattoos. He's tatted.
He's got a little bicep. Got a little workout action going on.
He looks kind of husky through the hips, though. For being honest,
might be. But he's got a his fitted hat all backwards. So. And he looks
backwards and sideways, Ellen.
Yeah. It looks like he's standing in a kitchen.
A kitchen. his name is also Collagido.
This is his mom's kitchen. I want you to pay attention to the light switches on the left, though. I feel this might.
I know, right?
What's going on here? Is this house
they look
under construction?
Fucked up.
They're all fucked up. There's no plate. There's none of the plate that goes on the light switches over top of it. So this house.
Are you sure those are light switches? What is that?
I don't know. Maybe they're like keys hanging up. This video quality ain't great. But they look, to me, I thought they were light switches.
Now we're living on Staten Island. By day, I manage my family's restaurant, and by night, I'm a heartbreaker.
Oh.
When it comes to my personality, basically, I'm the life of the party. Ain't no doubt about it. If you want to see the true definition of a Staten Island weirdo, you're looking at him right now. Good things about my personality, basically.
Okay, so he said all that stuff, and then he was like, but, like, I got some good parts about my personality, too. So he's like...
By day, I'm a stressed-out work manager, and by night, I'm hitting women.
Hot breaker.
And then, more like a face breaker.
But then he's like, you know, but I'm also not a total piece of shit.
I'm the life of the party. I'm a clown. I make anyone...
Yeah, he said that.
...for any time, and I'm down for anything.
You down for anything? Okay, we see how that goes, bro.
He says he's a clown.
Yeah,
he likes to make people laugh.
Yeah, but he's down for anything.
Always. The bad part to my personality is basically nothing, because as far as I'm concerned, I don't got no bad parts of my personality.
Wait a minute. So I don't. The better parts of my personality is basically nothing because I have no bad parts. I understand your logic. I don't agree. I don't necessarily agree with it, but.
I understand what you're saying, buddy.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, all the Italian princesses down the shore on Staten Island with their little spray tank will disagree with you. Because I probably broke their heart one time or the other. Sorry, ladies, that's not my fault. I'm a charmer. What can I do? Got that Sicilian smile, you know what I mean? Nice olive skin. What are you going to do? And to all my fellas out there who are probably hating on me, listen, bro.
Is he talking about us?
Here it comes.
You're hating on him.
To all the guys that are hating on him.
My message to you is keep your girl close, because once you turn around, your girl is coming home with the boy.
Yeah.
Keep balls in your mouth. I don't change for no one. So get off my jock and learn to put a silly game. Because if you ain't doing it, you better watch out for Collagen coming through in the club. So besides my personality, I come from a very tight-knit, close family. My heroes are definitely my mother and my father. They came here from Palermo, Sicily. Anyone who comes from a different country and come to America, you know, a land of opportunity, and do what they did and accomplish what they did, you know, it's definitely something to envy and respect. So.
Oh, inspirational. It's
a bunch of fucking immigrants.
Stolen valor right now. You should probably like me, because they like suffered and stuff and did a lot of hard work to get here. And then, you know, you should like me more. You should like me more.
Mom and Dad, I love you. When I get ready for a club, it's just a disaster. I need like 3 or 4 shirts, you know. I always gotta be color coded. I'm a brand name whore. I'm talking about, you know, I always gotta have the nice clothes. There ain't no Payless shit on my body. So basically, a night out before I go out basically consists of me getting a beautiful car wash. You know, I gotta impress those ladies with it. Gotta get the nice tan, get the nice skin tape up with the hot towel shave. I'm Sicilian, can't help it. You gotta get the barber over there with the straight razor, you know what I mean? You know, get changed and go out. It takes a little while to get ready, but you always gotta stay fresh to impress. And in the bedroom, in the bedroom.
Oh, what's he gonna say about the bedroom, guys? What is he gonna say?
Yeah.
I like if he was just like, you know, honestly, been having a lot of issues with that, you know, like, sometimes I get it up, sometimes, you know, it's a little soft, you know, SAWF.
I didn't like butt stuff, but I like butt stuff.
SAWF, yeah, I mean, you know, when I was at the barber's and getting my shaving and,
the barber brushed up against me, though, it was rock hard.
Yeah, I sucked a dick once. I mean, I'm not gay nothing, but, like, I did suck a dick at the barber's, you know, but whatever.
And I got a cheaper haircut.
Yeah, it's just, that's hustling, bro. That's hustling.
Yeah, girls watching a Dr. Phil and the entire bang show. Ladies, if there's a problem with your love life, just step into my bedroom, because I'm a lunatic in the bedroom. I'm a freak of nature. So forget about Dr. Phil and Tyra. Just make me work my magic and I'll change your life. That's a promise. And to all you guys out there, I'm sorry. I'm not a one-minute man. It's not under my control. It's God's fault. Sorry about that.
Basically, I can't get off. You know what I mean? You know, I think about the dudes every once in a while and it, you know, keeps me going, but it's like the bros, you know?
Yeah, when we're broing out so good, I last a little longer.
Yeah.
And that's it, MTV. You know what? I should definitely be on this show because I'm good looking. I got a great personality. I'm not conceited. I'm very confident. You know what I mean? So if you guys want to see the true definition of a fucking party animal, you're looking at him right here, because it doesn't get better than this. Put me in the club and I dominate. I dominate your women. I dominate anything you bring at me. I'm a bottle popper and I'm a party animal. So any day of the week, you want something going down, I'm the life of the party, MTV. You got your next show in a box, and I guarantee you, I'll get that party popping. Wherever there's alcohol and chicks involved, I'm the man for the job. So why do I want to be in the show, MTV? Basically, this show started off as a joke. All my friends were like, when they first saw the episode, were like, Calodra, how come you're not on that episode? That's crazy.
They were like, yo, dude.
Calodro.
You know, you should be on there. You're such a douche like these guys.
You're so a way bigger loser than them.
And I'm on the episode. I live life to the fullest with no regrets. So, you know, I want to be on your show just to be able to experience something that's life-changing and to show these real kids on Staten Island, Brooklyn, what the real deal is. Because I'm going to show them how to make a real silly game. And you know what? I'm sorry for my conceitedness, but it's one after the other for me.
Yeah, that's about all I could do with that. So we'll take we'll move on from
dude,
that
he's
one.
He said a little earlier, he's like, bro, I'm not conceited, I'm very confident, and then he finishes it off with, so I'm a little conceited.
Sorry about my conceitedness, but you know, it's just like
I'm not that.
I'm Sicilian, you know? That's what we are. It's what we do. Moving on. This is Star Wars without, who is the composer? John Williams, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So this was sent to me. This Star Wars without John Williams. Let's check it out. I feel like maybe the music's been replaced. I don't know what's going on. We'll see. Star Wars minus the things. All right, hang on. So this is at the end of, right? This is after they all won.
Yeah.
Right?
The first time.
Yeah, the first time. So this is return
the end of A New Hope. Yeah.
No, is this End of A New Hope?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Man, I fucking. Okay. All right. Oh. I understand what's going on here now. I see what they're doing.
It's just the scene without music. It's harsh.
Scene, yeah, the scene without music, but at the same time, like, you look at it and, like, yeah, instead of it being, like, this huge, like, celebration and this, like, you guys are the fucking shit with all the, like, the grandiose music playing behind it, now you just have all these, like, statuesque, you know, people that are like, yo, Chewie, yo, Han, yo, Luke, good. Well, just like they're just standing still and looking at
There's this big moment when they're about to all get awards except for Chewbacca.
Dude coughs.
For Chewbacca.
Yeah. There's a dude that coughs in the background.
It definitely makes it feel like it's a trial.
Huey just yelled at him. That was good.
Right. That was so good.
All right.
Leia, have you been sucking dick?
Yeah. Awkward smiles all around.
Studying dentistry.
Oh, little. Okay. All right. So you got a medal there. Okay.
All right. And one medal for Han.
Yep. Uh-huh. Here you go. Yep, Here's this big award for you.
Yeah.
Oh, sneaky. Luke. Yeah, you get one.
You get one?
Shut up, C-3PO.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Here you go.
Yeah.
And now that all the humans have awards, the award ceremony is over.
Yep. Yep. That's right. It.
Yeah.
Oh, the two droids. Two droids that were vital in the mission. No medals for you.
R2's all pissed off, banging about. They're like, fuck you, you don't count.
Why don't I get a medal?
No, C-3PO's like, hey, man, shut the fuck up. Like, cool it down a little bit.
another Chewy yell. He just goes and yells because he's pissed off.
Is that actually in the audio?
They clap. Yeah, they clap once. And that's it. Okay, that was good. All right. Pretty hard to explain on podcast form, but if you get to see that live, that was
yeah,
cool.
But here's the thing. You know what? If you can understand Sherawook, which is what Wookiees speak, you'd understand that he was like, this is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
No medal for me. No medal for me? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, fuck you.
He's
then.
Upset.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
He's like,
you,
I'm then. I'm a sentient creature too, guys. I was right there alongside of everyone. And like I was
he helped save that ship, bro. Like that man underrated. Dude,
he's literally right next to Han Solo 95% of the movie. They are together.
Yeah, they're like a dynamic duo. You won't see one without the other. That's like
The longest time.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Never really heard that. I'm not a big Star Wars nerd, but now you say it, I do understand now why people say that he got screwed. He got screwed.
Yeah, Chewbacca gets totally snubbed.
I don't like it. All right, well, we're gonna move on to we're doing a segment within a segment right here, just to throw it out there for you. It's been a while since we've done one of these, but do you guys remember? Oh, hang up.
Mo.
Products.
Products clips.
Sorry, doing it better.
Science.
Products. Innovation. Technology.
Business.
Cufflinks.
Buzzwords.
Future.
Space.
Products.
So this is like just a mini product. This is a mini product, but I feel like it was worthy of the theme song because we do have two of them. We'll start with this one. It's called the Testacuzzi.
Testacuzzi?
This is a real product.
Is it
product.
A rechargeable koozie?
This is a real product, and this is the commercial for the product. It will explain it all.
Okay.
Guy getting out of the shower.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa. What?
Puppet squirrel.
After a long day in a pair of skinny jeans, nothing says happiness like a soothing dunk of the tea bag into a steaming hot cup of chamomile tea. After you've pitched your tent for the night, doesn't it sound delightful to sit back, relax, and dump two plump marshmallows into a piping hot cup of cocoa? Not the cocoa type. Perhaps your thing is two olives and a fizzing martini.
Okay.
With the testacuzzi, feel free to let the boys go skinny dipping. Or perhaps chunky dunking is more your style. This isn't your mother's jacuzzi. Clearly, it's your father's.
So there you go. It's presumably it's a thing for your nuts. It's a it's a spa for your balls. So it's testacuzzi. Hang on, see you.
I'm curious. I guess
testacuzzi.com. It looks small. I'm not even. But it, like, I gotta jam my balls in this thing, I guess. Let me see.
I mean, only if you got like some massive nuts, dude.
All right, so here's
it looked a little bit small, even to me.
I don't know. Like, let me go ahead. All right, so yeah,
both my balls supposed to all get in there.
One sec here. Let me switch the.
Can
share.
We call this a dub ball in tundra?
All right, so you guys.
Wait, are they throwing in? Wait, they're an energy in a pussy juice, the energy drink?
Is that what they're? Yeah, they are. They are. It's a $69 bundle, by the way. They're throwing it. They're selling pussy juice energy drink with it. There's the okay. So the tested koozie looks like it's $70, and then
good lord,
yeah. The black addiction, you can get it in black or white. I think the white one is a little more elegant, if I'm being honest. I think that's probably the, and it's just basically a handheld, like mini jacuzzi for your balls to put your balls in. That's what it is, right?
Do you like plug it in? Does it do anything at all? Do you have to put hot water in this?
I would assume you have to put the water in there. Yeah, you put the water in there, and then you probably charge it USB. And
I
then,
want it to bubble my balls.
No, I feel like it does. I feel like it bubbles. Let me see if we get a better product description.
Yeah, you see that switch on the side?
Yeah, it's a bubbler for your balls. All right. That's definitely that, he was saying that in the ad.
But I still say, like, yeah, looking like at that, I don't know, USB. Man, my balls are going to be seeping out.
Dude, it looks like not a lot of info on it, though, really. Not a lot of description.
Doesn't give an average ball size area.
One, all right, the testacuzzi is the perfect gift for the man that genuinely cares about his testicles. Happiness. One dunk of the boys into this fine testicle hot tub is to sure to tickle your fancy and soothe your manliness. The testacuzzi features an ultra soft precast silicone pillow to rest your largest member on. Oh, it's a dick pillow. A deep reservoir to dunk the tea bag into. Battery powered bubbles and hours of pleasure. So there you go. That's exactly what it is. Oh, that's the pillow. So you put your balls in that part, and then your dick goes on
your
there.
Your dick just rests on...
It rests softly on the pillow. I kind of want to put my dick in the mixture, too.
Can't I get a full...
Yeah, that's
what about a jacoxy?
That's what I want. I feel like that would be a better... Yeah. So you put the whole... You just dunk the whole thing in.
Twig and berries, the whole thing.
Not just berries. I want the twig in there too.
Norm in the chat room says Frank and Beans it.
Yeah, I think that's better. Well, anyway, that's what the testacuzzi is currently.
I want to take the testacuzzi design and I like it, but I want to where the penis would just lay, Why don't you just put like a
you know what?
We a fleshlight, like one of those auto sucking fleshlights.
We could call it the Oh No Radio Blow.
Well, oh, I like that.
We'll maybe get into consulting for them, right? And we'll be able to.
They need to team up with Fleshlight. Yeah, that's what they need to do.
Yeah, they need to team up, and we'll get into consulting for Testacuzzi, and maybe because of this ad, maybe they'll send me, you know, a Testacuzzi we can try out so that we can do product research and because we're
start
the
modding it.
We're the guys though. We're the guys that are going to give them the best ideas. Like,
right.
We're going to be prank and we're going to know how. Like, nah, this works. This doesn't work. Like, you found your target demo right here. So, you know. Oh, Norm asks, would you share if you use soap in between? No. My testacuzzi's mine. Like, you're not using my testacuzzi. No one's using my testacuzzi.
What if I gave it a full rinse?
No.
Like,
no,
and
no.
I put an extra towel on your dick pillow, so it's like we're not touching peepees.
You know how you said about sandals and how like flip flops. Yeah, once they just get embedded with a smell or a certain like
a funk.
Like I feel like once my nut funk is on it, it's gonna transfer to your nut funk. If you use it, it's gonna transfer back to me.
Double nut funk.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know if I can do that, so I'm gonna go ahead and say no on that one. But anyway, here's another little product here, and this is one that has been well. I think this has been on the show before, but they kind of there's been some updates, and I feel like this is gonna take off again, and it's always worth. You know, advertising this. This is, you'll see. Oh, this is for the golfers of the world. There's a lot of golfers out there, you know, that are, you know, golfers.
Golfing.
Whatever you guys do. Oh, this one did not have the audio, apparently. Of all of them.
He
is peeing.
So he's got to pee, like, out on the golf course because he, you know, he's got to go and, you know, through 18 holes, you probably got to go once or twice, especially if you're kicking back all those beers.
Well, one would think, I mean, it's a, you know, for a man that age as well, right? Like, for a man that age, you're going to be throwing back some beers, you're away from the wife, you know, you're doing the thing. Let me see if I can get the one here with some audio for you.
Drank a lot of water. I really have to go. People are waiting to tee off, and there's no restroom out here.
All right. So, yeah, hang on. Let me go ahead and just do a new share, and then we'll be good to go. Yeah, here we go. So, yeah, this is it.
Drank a lot of water. I really have to go. People are waiting to tee off, and there's no restroom out here.
Guys, how many times has this happened to you? Come on, you know you can't hold it in that long. Don't worry, I've got the perfect gift for you. Introducing the Euro Club, the discreet sanitary solution for your urgent relief. Created by a board-certified urologist, it looks like an ordinary golf club, but it contains a special reservoir built into the grip to relieve yourself. The Euro Club comes with a special towel to keep your privacy. And it appears to everyone
that you're
just checking
out. Oh, that definitely doesn't look like you're pissing in a golf club.
It definitely does.
100%
Club. At first it seems comical, but believe me, when you really have to go, it's a lifesaver. Sanitary, leak-proof, easy to clean, and no more embarrassing.
There's no funnel or nothing on it, too.
Yeah, like,
that's my biggest problem with it. It's like,
Are you just sticking the lips right in?
I joke about it all the time. Like, I do not have a huge penis, but even, like, the opening to that, like, I can't stick my dick in that. Like, that's not, like, I gotta have some sort of funnel mechanism. I mean, I can stick the head on my dick and, like you said, stick the lips on it and then pee.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem, like, I feel like I'd piss all over myself. Like,
but also, there's no, like, end to the end? Like, does it pee out the club?
No.
Fill that golf club up pretty quick.
No, she said it's, like, an easy clean. Like, I feel like this is a there was one like that back in the day, but now this one, it stores the piss in a reservoir within.
I don't like it. I'm gonna pee.
The Euro Club comes with a special towel to keep your privacy, and it appears to everyone that you're just checking out your club. At first, it seems comical.
No, it doesn't. 100%.
No, it doesn't. It looks like.
Dude, as she said earlier, she's like, no more embarrassing moments. I'm like, this is more embarrassing.
If you're doing this, though, too, right? Don't you pretend like maybe I shot one in the woods. So you're in the woods, like, and then you do it, like.
But, bro, yeah, like, this guy has no tact. He's like, no. Oh, can't get too far from the cart. I've got to piss right here next to it.
He's on the fucking, not the green, the tee.
He's on the fairway.
He's probably on the fairway. But he's like, this guy would do it, like, straight on the tee of hole three. Like, he's just like, oh, you know what? I got to fill this thing up. And
people are waiting to play through, and this old douchebag is fucking pissing right in the tee box.
Yeah.
You have to go. Under it's a lifesaver. Sanitary, leak-proof, easy to clean, and no more embarrassing moments in the bush. Dramatically improve your golf scores for only $49.95.
How is this any less embarrassing?
I like you get a second Euro club for half price. So you get two of them, because you're gonna fill up the one, so you're gonna need a backup. You're gonna need a backup club, right? You're gonna need two of these clubs.
Which you use your weird loincloth to go pick up your other club halfway through.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, can you hand me the other?
I got to switch it up for my other piss club.
Yeah. Caddy me up, baby.
Club one's full.
And if you were playing somewhat competitive, they only let you have so many clubs in your bag. So I like a guy that, like, you know what? I'm so good. I'm going to carry two piss clubs. And I don't, you know, like, because I don't need that fucking 7-iron. I can do it with a 6, like, or whatever.
I don't need a pitching wedge.
Nah. I got this. Euro club. I could do it with the. I'd like to see the guy actually use it after pissing in it. You know, like he's got.
It's got good weight now.
Yeah. Now it's balanced.
Second Euro club for half price. That's
unless
two for only $74.92.
Plastic.
Club now at 866-999-4-EURO. That's 866-999-4-EURO. The Euro Club. The only club in your bag guaranteed to keep you out of the woods.
Oh. Why the fuck are all of you pissing together?
No, see, yeah, at that point, now you've destroyed... haven't you destroyed the whole point of the Euro Club? Like, because you're just all just standing there, like, checking out your clubs... You know,
in the middle of the bush.
Yeah. I feel like you've missed the.
The fuck is going on,
I feel
golfers?
Like you missed the point. I don't know with golfers anymore.
Do they just have that much money that they don't care? Oh, let's buy fucking piss clubs. Woo.
Perhaps.
Out of water. I really have to go.
Sorry. No. I like that.
I really have to go.
Yeah, that voiceover is pretty, pretty good. That voiceover is really good. One more clip here for the week. Are you guys seeing, you guys are seeing YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll switch, see if this one works back on the regulars. Sorry. It's a lot going on. There's a lot going on right now. Don't you dare question what I'm doing. This one is pretty disgusting, and it's just called Plastic People, so we're going to go to that.
Are you one of the boring people
who don't want to be beautiful?
Because everyone can be beautiful
when you're made of plastic.
Okay, so I don't know if this is an advertisement for a plastic surgeon.
I don't know what's going on
but here. There are people that like plastic surgery, and you can be beautiful too. If, you know, you're...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. These people do not look particularly natural. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
That gentleman, if that is a gentleman, looks super weird.
Yeah, there are two, we'll call them women in this, and a gentleman in this. And I think you'll find out they all are kind of weird.
Introducing the Plastics.
Kitty J as Jen.
Toby S as Justin.
And Venus D as Queen M.
A believer from day one, couldn't take what age had done. Watched Justin's videos, imitated how he'd pose. Jealous of his perfect face, wished I could take his place. Docs made my dream come true, now I'm Justin number two.
My name is Kitty J, you know I'm your flavor.
What's going on? What is happening?
This hurts me.
What is happening?
So this kid wanted to be Justin Bieber?
I think so. I think that's, yeah. I remember hearing about this. Yeah, yeah.
Don't care what critics say.
But then they actually, like, made a video, and they made, I mean, we'll call it music.
The odds are ever in my favor. Breasts now of silicone. Sculpted cheeks, sculpted nose. So, of course, I look like Jen. She's a perfect specimen.
Looks like Jen. What is that, Jennifer?
Jennifer
Aniston?
Lawrence.
Is that who she's going for?
Yeah, I think that's who she's trying to be.
Okay. And I'm not going to be rude here, but.
Is that a man?
I'm pretty
that
sure.
That could be a man.
We are the plastics, living a life that's now elastic. We are fantastic. If you wanna be a slut, our dogs work their magic. If you wanna.
Did they say, if you wanna be a slut, our dogs work our magic? Is
if
that...
you want to be us, let our dogs work their magic.
I thought you said, like, if you want to be a slut.
If you want to be a slut, let the slut doctors do their magic.
I mean, it's not wrong, but.
Makes sense.
Fantastic. If you want to be a slut.
You sure? I mean, it's a, I don't know. It's what I heard. One more time.
We are fantastic. If you
want to
be a slut, our dogs work
their
magic.
Yeah, it is us. It is. But...
have a good time.
If you've got too much Botox, you can't smile.
Come sit with us and make it worth your while. We are the plastics.
They're taking their look really far. They got their beauty right on par. This plastic gang is humming bars while looking like their favorite stars. They got lots of nips and tucks. Just takes money, don't need luck to look this good. It doesn't suck. They're so hot, you'll wanna.
My name is Venus G. Light. Realized my look wasn't right. Told the docs my step polite. Now I'm like Madonna every night. I got my butt done each cheek. It was painful, but it was worth it. All this beauty, hey, isn't shameful.
Call it. This is not parody either, right? Like they
is
are.
Is that a man for real?
I think that one.
With the voice on there.
I think the voice definitely.
Yeah, gives it away. Kind of that's someone away in transition, so we'll.
I mean, all right.
We'll respect her, but I feel like that might be someone in transition, not. I mean, yeah, that's a dude.
Official, but yeah, we're all just wishing we all could have that perfect smile that bobbed those abs and all the while.
But this isn't.
Isn't shameful.
Sorry. This is totally not a parody. This is them thinking this is really cool.
Which one of them decided to do this?
I'm thinking it's got to be the dude, the Bieber kid.
He wanted to be the
No, I agree.
Okay.
I was gonna say it was probably the old man.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, the actual doctor that's getting paid.
Yeah.
Thousands
either,
of dollars.
Either that or the man who's going through transition.
Yeah, it was one of them probably.
That is somebody's son or now daughter.
Yeah.
Who was like, I want to be a star.
Mm-hmm. And I know how I can do it because, yeah. I met these are my Botox friends. And
this is wannabe Justin and this is wannabe Jennifer.
Wannabe Jennifer was probably hot before she got anything done.
Yeah, she probably had very little. She had like little tweaks.
Yeah. Because she doesn't look too unnatural, but.
Although, new Justin, his face looks really fat.
It looks weird.
Ooh,
it's
talk about Venus's butt. Wherever she goes, she doesn't need a cushion. She has silicone in there.
More cushion for the cushion.
He can't, like, his eyes, something about his eyes, right? Like, he can't open them right or something. I don't know.
He's got very Asian
eyes now. It's funny because Justin, like, he went through all this work, right, to look like the old Justin Bieber, and Bieber looks nothing like that now. Like, yeah, he's all scummy and, like, got a beard.
Well,
and, like,
no, he looks like 14-year-old Bieber, though.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. He went through all the trouble to look like 14-year-old Bieber. I doubt he wants to look like modern
30-year-old Bieber.
Like, I look more like Bieber now than he looks like Bieber now. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. I like scummy, like,
she doesn't even have like a big old like donk booty.
No, she's bragging about it earlier in the thing too.
Yeah. I hate that, like, he's like, I'm going to shoot you guys up with some Botox while you're all hanging out in the office. Like, he would ever really do that.
Join us. Well, I got to hear this last part. There's a join us in there. Are they starting a cult here?
You want to be one of us?
Join us.
You want to be one of us? Join
this
us.
This is a little, this Whoa. Is weird.
Yeah.
You have to be.
You have to be.
Oh my God, I don't know.
Special thanks to plastic surgeon Dr. Michael Persky of Encino, California, plastic surgeon Dr. Matthew Schulman of NYC, and MDE Studios of North Hollywood.
Weird.
Woo! Fucking heavy hitters in the game. Guys, that was
cool. Clips!
Clips!
Clips! You know you want them, baby.
We
you
want
know
them.
You got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You
want
know
them.
You got them, baby.
Clips.
You know we got them, baby.
Clips.
Whew. Yeah, that was a decent clips. I'm going to have to rank that pretty high for Tom. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty solid one for me. I'm going 8.5 all day on that one.
I feel pretty scummy. I'm 8. I'm an 8.2.
8.2. It's not a bad score. It's not a bad
score.
I
actually was very happy with that one. I'm going 8.7.
Wow. Ah, pretty solid. Pretty solid. 8.45 average, I believe. Something somewhere around that region. That's quick math, but you know. Anyway, before we get out of here for the first segment, oh, you know what I want to do? I want to at least play. I like to play Benny's voicemail before I forget. He always leaves this one.
Benny.
I think, yeah, Benny left this.
Benny
voicemail.
Sent me like a text message the other week, and I didn't realize it. Like, I
Are you guys bros
I
now?
When I was drunk,
you bros now?
No, well, I feel bad because I totally ignored him. I didn't respond until like
asshole.
A week later.
You asshole. Benny fucking, he wants to hear from me. I like chatting with Benny. Benny's a good time. Benny's a good time.
I felt bad because I think I was just drunk when I saw it. Didn't respond.
Well, Benny, you know who the good ones and the bad one are, so.
I'm sorry, Benny.
Yeah, whatever. He's not really sorry. Let's see what he says here.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just been thinking about buying a house and saving up money to do that. And my biggest conundrum is, why is there not a stand-up urinal in the bathroom? You just got to sit down shitter. Well, whenever I'm drunk and stumbling around and trying to grab for something, I like a stand-up toilet. Just thought you guys would maybe feel the same way. All right, fuck off.
I've thought about this before. And if I was rich, would I have urinals in my home?
Yes.
I would have them in certain bathrooms. I wouldn't have them in all. And there's some reasoning to this. I don't know that I want it in like my master bedroom suite, but if I've got like a downstairs where other guests use, then I want it. I feel like urinals are a bit of more of a pain in the ass to clean. So I don't want to be like full urinal, like, in like, say if I've got three bathrooms, I'd put a urinal maybe in two of the three, but I wouldn't put it in all three. And I would reserve my master bedroom to be without urinal because they do look a little trashy. Like, I suppose if it's in your house, you do it nice, all the tile, all that sort of stuff. Like, you can make it look really good. But I think if in my master, what I would prefer is I would bidet it in my master, and then I would with a regular toilet. But in my other two, where I'm like more on the go, right? Like, say I've got like off the side of the house a bathroom and like the guest bathroom, those, like, or one near the garage or something. That's where my urinal, like my quick, like I gotta just take a quick piss thing would come in. That's where I'd have my urinal.
Actually, put a urinal on your fence. That would be amazing.
I mean, I could just buy a urinal and have it. I could just have it drained to nothing. I mean, like I could.
Yeah. You could have a whole like fence of urinal. It could be the urinal fence.
I don't want to do that, but I appreciate the idea.
It seems like a great idea, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously, like, I feel like if we all did win some mega lottery and decided to just build a brand new house, wherever we decided to do it.
Right.
I'm sure we would all have a bar
built
into it for entertainment
purposes. It'd be like a garage, bar, barn, like outdoor, indoor space with a restroom off of it. Like, that's... That's where you put the urinal, for sure.
So I definitely feel like if I had this like bar entertainment space, I probably would build like a male and a female bathroom.
I could see
and
that.
Have at least like in the women's, like have at least like two stalls for
them. Yeah. And then have like a couple stalls and a couple urinals for the boys on the other side.
But I was gonna say, I do feel like for the men, I would have, you know, the two stalls so people could be pooping, but I would probably also have just like a urinal.
I would have a woman and poop bathroom, which is just stalls, and then I would have a man piss bathroom, right?
Oh, just so, like the man piss, like it'd be like just the corridor.
And now if you're a woman, you might have to like pee next to a dude taking a shit. But this is the price you have to pay. This is not a public establishment, and we're all friends here, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the way I would handle it. I would do a number two and women, so shit and women, and then man and pee. I would have the two rooms, and that's how I would do it.
Okay, so what I've always wondered...
And then a side closet bang room with a sink and toilet for the real shit. The real bad. Also, it's the diarrhea room plus.
Wait, why are you making the bang room also the diarrhea room?
Well,
and which one takes precedence?
It's the single. It's on its own, and it's like can be used for both. It's multi-purpose. So if like you're sneaking away and you're cheating on your wife, and you're at Owen's Bar and Grill. And then you want to just sneak into it like a single stall, like on your own. You can either take a poop or, you know,
what the fuck?
Or what?
Again, Owen, I would like to ask the question in your odd fantasy bang/diarrhea room.
Yeah.
Which one takes precedence if some couple is in there banging one out and I come and like bang on the door.
Okay, you have, so it's the banging couple takes precedence because you do
over
have
diarrhea,
because you have the option to go in women and shit. You have a second option. They only have one. So
also, I do believe you're gonna probably catch a little bit of flack because the women's room is also the men's shitting room.
Yeah.
So women have to share a stall with a bunch of shitting men.
We'll put a fan in there. It's fine.
Okay. So, all right. Have you guys seen the trough, like the trough urinal?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So it always baffled me why they never put dividers. Because you could put a divider and just like have a cutout for the trough.
Sure,
to, like,
good. Yeah, you're good.
Roll right through.
Yeah.
Why they never fucking did that? They always make you piss like and hold your cock right next to some dude.
It's weird. I have experienced probably more archaic ones than even you guys in the UK. The ones that like at some of the pubs,
no
in,
fucking
like
thank you.
They're pretty horrendous. I've definitely in some of those, I've had some bad experiences, but that does exist. I don't know. I like the idea of home urinal, but only if you've got a cleaning company to deal with it too. Because I don't need like another thing I've got to like scrub down and wash out. You know what I mean? Like,
plus,
like, if you've got a maid and you've got that sort of money, then urinal all day long. But if you don't, I don't know. I'm not super into it.
Plus, you know that if you have a urinal at your house, one of your idiot friends is going to get blackout drunk and shit in it.
Oh, you're never coming back to my house again. Like, you're like,
if you shit in my home urinal, no. You are banned forever.
Yeah. Or if you pretend that you don't know what the bidet is for and you shit in my bidet.
You shit right on the bidet.
No, that doesn't. You're not coming back either. You're not. No. Nah.
Oh,
I think it is time, though. We take a good conversation, a good segment.
Nice segment.
Hey. Yeah. It's a nice time for us to wrap it up. We're right in the throes, of course, of watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, where Tampa is in Game 5 with the New York Rangers. Second period right now. We just it's 0-0 and Tampa had a power play and didn't do much with it from what I'm seeing, Mikey. But at least they won for your anniversary. They did pull out a pretty great victory, a shutout. No, it wasn't a shutout. They did end up, the Rangers ended up putting in one, but it was what? Like, it was like 4-1? Was it 4-1 or 5?
I believe it was 4-1.
It was 4-1. It was a good victory.
And they won for my anniversary. They won because love wins over everything.
And happy anniversary to you. I know it looked like your dinner came out great. Seemed like you had to do some last-minute meat shopping, but you got it done.
I did.
And man, you're gonna have to do some cooking for us at some point. We're gonna have to do a Mike B dinner party, something. Because
I can do that.
Because I've been seeing what you've been cranking out lately, man. And I'm not gonna lie, like, boy's got some skills. You're not just a taco man anymore. I feel like you're a little more advanced. I feel like you got some.
Dude, some I feel like. I'll say it real quick because I know we got to go to break. And
say what you
guys
said.
Dude, I feel like working at Marlowe's because I did spend like pretty much the first year there just being a line cook again. But because we're not making just like, I'm not just stuffing burritos and I'm not just, slapping meat in tacos, which even when I was doing it with like the most amount of like presentation
and pride, and like I can tell that you do that with your food for sure.
But dude, man, cooking again at Marlowe's and having to really like pay attention to recipes and making a little more,
being a little just more high end. Let's just be real.
Yeah, I'm cooking a little more high end now, so it kind of reawoke like a lot of that. Like, dude, you've got all this stuff inside you. You've made some of this stuff before, like. Pull it back out. Let's go. Like, come on.
It's got to be good for your passion of the whole thing. That's super dope, man. That's super dope that it's kind of like lit that fire again for you. And
bro, did you see that trigger fish today?
Damn, that trigger fish. So tell us exactly what that trigger fish was.
All right. So I took some panko bread. I took some panko like bread coating and a little bit of Parmesan, mixed that all together. Ooh. And I egg washed a piece of just one side of a piece of trigger fish and dipped it in the panko. I fry that in a pan with just a little bit of oil, just enough to coat that one side.
Just the one side, okay.
Yep. So you brown that side up. You wait till the panko breadcrumb gets right before brown. Flip it over, throw that guy in the oven, and it's just going to finish cooking in the oven. The oven's like 350, 400 degrees. So it's just pretty much going to cook right there. So then I make my rice and my succotash.
How long in the oven, you think? Maybe 5, 10?
5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
At the most. Because, I mean, it's still got oil in there. And the oil is still hot. And it's staying mostly to temperature.
Right.
So it's cooking in there. So then I make my little cream. It's like butter and cream. A little bit of garlic, shallot. and then Old Bay seasoning. Make a little like Old Bay cream sauce. And then we had succotash at work, which was just corn, red onion, and red pepper, just like cooked up or down. And so, I mixed that with a little bit of white rice, plated the fish right on top, drizzle a little bit of that Old Bay cream sauce right on top, and
It did look great. It did look great. So, we're going to have to do that sometime, some sort of culinary experience with Mike B in the near future.
Yeah, baby.
Being said, it is time to end episode 548, part one. But don't forget, we always have a part two if you're listening on the podcast that comes out later in the week. We like to call that 2.0. So we'll be back later in the week. If you're joining us on the Twitch feed, stay tuned for another 10-15 minutes. We will be back with that Oh No 2.0. And this, guys, is why you need to be tuning in live, because you can get both segments at once if you're really greedy. That's at twitch.tv/ONRS Live. Don't forget to leave us a voicemail like Benny did. That's over at 407-906-6466. And don't forget to check out all of our YouTube stuff. We're posting stuff over at Oh No Media on YouTube. You can find it there. And then, of course, if you're a fan of Oh No Wrestling, don't forget about that as well. OhNoWrestling.com, Oh No Wrestling on YouTube. We're kind of on the Instagrams or something. I don't know what we do, but we're you can find that stuff on the same Twitch channel on just a different day. Being said, boys, what do we say when we get out of here for your first segment?
Fuck your dream.